a good win for you. I know that you guys probably didn't play top-notch, but something that you had expected. You got defense did a great job on Clark, able to shut him down. You shut him down, you're able to shut down the Blue Jays.
Yeah, we knew that the run was their big thing. You know, they're big and physical, and they try to pound the ball up inside. And so we knew that we were going to have to try to stop the run and force the pass early on. And I thought our defense played really well tonight. You know, what they had, 14 points?
Yeah, with the kickoff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really, we gave up 7 points. I'm happy with the defense. We got a lot of things to work on the offense.
Well, you know, things have kind of changed a little bit, too, with Corey Roth out of the ball game. Also, Heath Tucker. But Heath has missed some games this year. You guys have adapted very well. I am extremely impressed with the offensive line here. The offensive line has done some great jobs. Defensive line has been very, very good. Seems like they were in the backfield all night long. Talk about some of the players there, both offense and defense.
Yeah, defensive guys, especially Shane Bennett, had a great night tonight. You know, he's a big defensive end that runs really well. Max Ramsey does a really good job. Because of injuries, we had to kind of switch some people around. So the Jarnigan kid, Jesse Jarnigan, came on. Which you're bringing a kid on that's 260 pounds that moves pretty well. Hey, so he got good penetration all night long. The same guys that play defense turn around and play offense. So it was the same thing. You know, they did some – they were moving up front on us defensive-wise. They were stemming before the snap, so it kind of confused us early on. We weren't getting to the linebackers like we should have. But for the most part, they did. They played really good.
Well, let's talk about this, because the offensive line, Tyler cannot do what he's able to do if it wasn't for the offensive line. He's 1,400 yards, 80, something like that, 1,489 yards passing, over 200 yards tonight. He goes over 1,000 yards rushing tonight. You got a 1,000 guy back there. He doesn't do it on his own. It's because of offensive line. But also, it's the way he plays the ball game, too. I really like watching him play the game.
Yeah, he plays really hard. You know, he's a guy that we have to get the ball to about 80 to 90% of the snaps. You know, he's going to either read it on the option, or he's going to throw the ball in the passing game, or we're just going to line him up and let Hernandez block for him and let him get out to the edges. So, yeah, he has a tough job night in and night out, because we expect a lot out of him. And, you know, tonight, I talked to him right there at the end. He pressed tonight. You know, he knew, and like we talked about, Tucker being out, Roth being out, two of the big weapons that he has. Tonight he made some bad decisions because he thinks he has to play above himself. And that's what I talked to him about. I said, you're the best football player I've ever coached. I mean, you don't have to do anything but be yourself out there. You know, and tonight he did. He pressed. He made some bad decisions, you know, on the option and on the passing game. To where, because he was trying to play above what he just had to play.
With the option that you're talking about right there toward the end of half, passes out to Hernandez right there. Maybe should have kept the ball, passes Hernandez, basically sets Hernandez up to get the pop, and then he fumbles the ball right there. You guys look like you were on your way to pay dirt, maybe to get another touchdown right before the end of the half. But the thing is, though, that you watch Tyler, too, is that you're watching him look downfield. Even though he starts to take off running, one thing I'm really impressed with him, he keeps his head up, constantly looking downfield, maybe find that open receiver.
Yeah, he does a great job of that. His presence in the pocket, it's really good. It's something we've worked on, you know, for a lot of time, though, too. I mean, he's been, when you've started ever since your sophomore year, you start to get used to being in the pocket, and that's something that he does really well. You know, he steps up into the pocket and will still make the throw over the middle rather than just bailing on it most of the time. Now, sometimes tonight he waited too long, hey, before he scrambled and decided to escape. But, yeah, I can't say enough about him. You know, without him, the team wouldn't really go.
As we sit here and watch this team develop here, and like I said, you're finding new weapons right now, able to hit some guys downfield. I'm really impressed with the way this team is able to concentrate, go ahead and hang in there, and keep on fighting. I know one of the goals at the beginning of the year had to be to get into district playoffs. You get Hoisington, probably here next week. It looks like it's going to be Hoisington. I think Scott City won big night, 50-something to zero over Russell, so that you know that you have Hoisington coming to town. Now, what do you guys start preparing for?
Hey, starting tonight. You know, we got game film on them. We switched with the coach a couple nights ago, so we already been kind of breaking them down and seeing, watching them, because we knew that probably if we could win this game, then it'd be a Tuesday home versus Hoisington. So we saw them. They're big. They're physical. They play the ball up inside where we play the ball on the edges. So it's kind of a contrasting style between the two of us. So we gotta shore up some things and get ready to go.